Good to have you along. Yours truly, Ron Stafford, hanging out with you instead of your radio or your listening device. This is Duncan's Garage. Of course, we are broadcasting from the beautiful studios of Dragon Digital Radio, located in McEwen Hall here at Howard Community College in beautiful Columbia, Maryland. You may have heard the interview I did with Michael Faircloth. Michael is just a wonderful gentleman. I knew him from his days at Sandy Cove, and I've had a couple of his CDs at home. And I sort of knew that he done some work with a group called the National Christian Choir. And it made me think back, true story, I'm 17 years old, this is 1992, I receive information from this group called the National Christian Choir. I'm thinking, I never sent them anything. How in the world did they get my address? So I don't even know if my mom did this or what. So I've had this interest in this wonderful group. They're based out of Gaithersburg, Maryland, just outside the D.C. area. But again, it's a national group. Their first director, who was a wonderful gentleman, C. Harry Causey, he was with the group for a long time. And since 2011, their director of ministries and music and host of a wonderful Psalm 95 radio ministry is Kathy Bowman. And Kathy joins me now by phone. Kathy, how are you? Good to have you inside the garage.
I am great, Ron. Thanks so much for having me on your program. Looking forward to telling you more about the choir.
Excellent. Let's just go into a background here. You're a native of D.C. You grew up in Arlington. You've been married to your hubby for how long now?
Let's see, it's about 12 years.
Wow, excellent. You've studied piano, you've studied violin from an early age. It really is too numerous to go into detail. Have you always...
It's a long bio. When you've lived a long time, you have a lot of things that have gone on in your life.
Right.
I'm grateful for all of the things I've been able to do.
Right.
Studying at William & Mary and at Cincinnati Conservatory and teaching at Lee University. And then having the privilege to serve in many churches around the Washington, D.C. area. Really loving that phase, too.
Excellent. How did this all begin?
Well, it was funny. A businessman in Northern Virginia wanted to do a musical in Constitution Hall called Exaltation. This was back in 1984. And somebody told him about Harry Causey, and he contacted Harry to recruit a mass choir. Well, Harry thought, I need a pianist. And so he called Sue Dodge. She's featured on some of the Gaither Homecoming videos.
Yes.
I had a chance to play for Sue on several occasions.
Okay.
And Sue said, well, you should call Kathy Miller. He did. I said, I would love to be involved. And we met shortly before the first rehearsal. It just went for years then. It was, I think, 27 years that Harry was director, and I worked with him from the very first rehearsal.
That's fantastic. Talk about the transition when he retired and you took over. That was 2011. Talk about that transition, how it was for you.
Well, you know, anytime you follow a founding director and someone who has had their stamp of excellence on a group for that many years, you know, you think, can I fill those shoes?
Right.
And yet, in my sort of my daytime life, in addition to playing for the choir, I was a minister of music in some churches, and one was a particularly large choir, about 90 voices.
Wow.
I had had experience, and really, choral music was my love. I mean, my talent was, as far as an instrument, was piano, but I loved that ability to take those voices and weave them into some kind of a tapestry that would honor the Lord. There is nothing like working with choir. That's just my opinion, and I love doing that. So when the board of directors found out that I really did more than just play the piano, they looked at my resume and my portfolio and some of the things that I had done in the past, and it seemed fitting to them, I think particularly because of my background with the organization, to make it a smooth transition by hiring from within.
Excellent. How many voices are in the choir right now? You're up to what, 170? Is that, am I correct in that?
Yes, we have about 170 on the rolls. Anytime we perform, of course, you never have 100% there. Somebody's got to take care of grandchildren, or somebody's graduating from college, or somebody's, you know, a wedding or something. So we usually have between 140 and 150 at our performances.
You all came out with a CD entitled Journey. This was released, Kathy, what, back in October? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. And they have just some wonderful songs on here. Me and My House, Praise His Holy Name. Track number 11 is fantastic. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, you will not find a better a cappella version of God Be With You Till We Meet Again ever.
Isn't that a wonderful arrangement?
The harmonies you guys come up with, they're heavenly. I don't know how else to describe them. They really are.
Yeah, I pray a lot and ask the Lord to bring us music that is just really interesting and powerful and touching. You know, we want to touch lives.
Yes.
So
yes.
There has to be that element.
Exactly. Let's take a break and have you hear. This is track number 6, My Help Cometh from the Lord. This is a long, beautiful song. The soloist here is wonderful. We'll talk about her in just a moment. Again, here's My Help from the National Christian Choir, directed by Kathy Bowman, here on Duncan's Garage.
Thank you.
And you just heard a wonderful song done by the National Christian Choir, conducted by Kathy Bowman. The song is entitled My Help, and the soloist that you heard, powerful soloist, is Joy Hilton. Kathy, talk about Joy. Talk about the song, if you would, for a minute.
Well, of course, the song, I think, is one of our choir's favorites. Mm. We've done it in concert now for 2 years.
Okay.
Joy is a pastor's daughter who grew up in church. She didn't really start singing, though, until she was, I think she told me, maybe in her late teens.
Interesting.
And what a voice. Oh. I mean, and what a powerful ministry she has, just in her solo ministry. She also has a great speaking ministry. Her father passed away this past December, and we heard her at his memorial service just delivering a beautiful tribute to him. Mm. And so she is just one talented lady.
Wonderful. Very good. And again, it's one of the longest songs on the record. It's like 7 minutes and change.
Well, you know, we have to, we enjoy it so much, we don't want it to end.
That's right. That's exactly right. You and I were talking off air. The other songs that really, I mean, every song reached out to me, but I love Triumphantly the Church Will Rise. Don Donovan? Do I have Don's last name right on that?
You got it.
Okay. No More Night. The soloist on that is Tim O'Neill. And Heaven Bound. I love Heaven Bound. How do you go about picking all these songs?
You know, I really do prayerfully say, Lord, just guide me to the right song.
Yes.
It was interesting. We just sort of thought we wanted to do an album that traced our journey from the time, you know, we accepted Christ as Savior and our Blessed Messiah, the opening title on the theme, all the way through our lives, through the ups and downs, the good times, the bad times, to the point where we'll see him one day face to face in heaven. And so that's how the album sort of developed.
Gotcha.
And God just kind of brings the songs to us. We've got some exciting albums coming out next year. And you know, now we sort of like build it and they will come. We used to never do very many songs with soloists. And I started doing some songs that featured soloists. And within the choir, they audition for these solos.
Right.
And so it just seemed like the Lord brought us these talented people. Huh. Well, it would be a shame not to expose their gifts and feature them because they are so honoring of God's gifting.
Exactly. Let's talk about you as a radio host. I know Harry developed this show back in 2002. Is that when Psalm 95, the radio program, started?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then once he retired, you took the program over. Just talk about how fun it is for you to be a radio host. This show goes out to hundreds of stations across the country. Am I correct in that? Okay.
It does, and some parts of the world.
Wow.
And we get wonderful letters from people who, you know, some, if they attend a church, perhaps it doesn't have a choir, and they really love choral music. As soon as, you know, maybe it's on when they get out of their church and they're driving home, they turn on Psalm 95, and they get their choir fix. But when I took over the program, I wanted it to become not a teaching tool, really, but something that was a nugget of inspiration.
Okay.
That picked a theme that some aspect of our journey with the Lord, and then choose the songs that went along with that to feature on the program.
Gotcha.
And so that was sort of the format that I felt God was leading me to.
Okay.
And it's been, from all accounts and purposes, from the letters that we get, very successful.
Excellent. You do a great job with that. How many songs you add, I guess, what is it, about four or five or six, depending on the length, and then your topic? I guess it just varies from program to program.
Most of the things have, about, you know, I would say we'll probably get in about eight or nine songs. Of course, if they're like My Help, then, you know, that really almost takes the time of two songs.
But, right.
It seems to all work out. I love that. I love being able to write the program and to deliver it, and I don't know, it's something that I really enjoy.
Sure. Well, again, I've listened to it on other local radio stations here in D.C. and Baltimore, and you just do a fantastic job. Just a fantastic job.
Thanks.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Let's have you hear another song. When I was thinking about what songs to feature, this is a true story, I went to their website. Again, it's nationalchristianchoir.org. I love a cappella music. If you're listening to this program, you know I love barbershop. You know I love a cappella music. And the choir did a CD, I guess a few years ago, called NCC A Cappella. I'm looking at it right here, right now. And I listened to the entire CD. I'm thinking, Lord, which song do you want me to pick from this?
That's a lot of songs.
Oh, it is a lot. I'm looking at 22 songs, Kat. Kathy, it's ridiculous.
I
was originally thinking, because I remember seeing on the website the Alleluia track, because I've sung that in various choirs, but I was so close to doing that, but then when I heard the In His Presence medley, And I'm just something about that track. One, it just sends you into the throne room, and I'm going to put that on the show. It's just wonderful. Let's have our listeners hear that. Again, we'll talk about the song with Kathy coming out of this. Again, here's the In His Presence medley from the National Christian Choir from their CD, NCC Acapella, here on Duncan's Garage. And you just heard a wonderful selection from NCC A Cappella. And of course, the NCC is the National Christian Choir. Track one of that CD is their In His Presence medley. Kathy, the choir does an absolutely wonderful job. I know these compilations, I was looking on your website, there's 22 of them on this particular CD. This is from the past 34 years, correct? This is a compilation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I went through all of our recorded archives, chose nearly all of the things that we had done a cappella. There are a few that we didn't put on this album, but
right.
Yes, so it's a compilation of past things, and then we recorded three or four new cuts, I think, to add to that.
Okay.
We've had a lot of good feedback on that.
There's
just something about just the voices that really minister.
Yes. We've got a couple minutes left. I want to sort of go into a little more personal thing here. You put a lot of your heart and soul into this choir, into these men and women. You really do. The most challenging part of your work and the most rewarding part of your work, as far as anything you do with the choir.
All right, I can tell you, and the answer is the same.
Okay.
It's the people.
Wow.
I mean, anytime you work with people, you know, you have some challenges. But they've been relatively few. I've been in ministry for a lot of years.
Yes.
And I find if you set the tone of self-sacrifice and giving and working together for a higher purpose, as we do in the National Christian Choir, that really the people problems kind of disappear. It's not as bad as it could be. And I think in choral groups, you know, the musicians can be notoriously temperamental.
Absolutely.
But occasionally those temperaments squirt out a little bit.
Mm.
But I think when you're in a group that's trying to honor Christ and use gifts for God's glory, then perhaps that tempers down a bit. And that has been some of the most rewarding moments when the choir has come together, perhaps in a concert, and they just, there's that moment you know that the voices are blending, God is being honored, you're where you're supposed to be, you're using your gifts, and it's just a synergy that, I don't know if there's much like that.
Sure.
Anywhere else.
Sure.
It's wonderful.
How does one become a member of the choir? Do they just contact your office and you set up an audition?
They do, and they contact our office and set up an audition. We can do auditions before all of our rehearsals.
Okay.
And we generally do auditions following every concert.
Okay. What's the basic requirements? Do they have to know how to, I was going to say, sight read or just obviously read a piece of music, correct?
They do not have to know how to read music.
Okay.
Most of our singers do, but many do not.
Interesting.
And we produce a rehearsal CD that goes along with all the music they're required to learn.
Oh, wow.
That has their part highlighted, left and right channels.
Huh.
So that they can have as much of their voice part sticking out as they would like to.
And
that helps those that can't read music or never were exposed to that skill. That helps them learn their music.
That's fantastic.
And, you know, it works great. We do want the voices to be able to blend
chorally. Right.
We aren't looking for, a choir of soloists, although if that soloist can blend their voice with others, you know, not too much vibrato, not any kind of edge to the voice. That's what we're looking for, good choral voices.
Exactly. We have a couple minutes left. I want to do some promoting of your work. You have a self-titled CD. Came out in, 2009? You want to brag a little bit about that, if you would?
Well, Songs from the Heart, my piano CD, was just sort of a culmination of a lot of years I spent playing the piano.
Mm.
I don't do as much playing now as I used to.
Right.
I felt like the hymns and the songs that I put on that album were ones that had meant a lot to me over my years, ever since a small child, being in church and growing up and coming to my own personal faith in Christ. The songs that touched my life, I wanted to arrange them and play them in such a way that I thought others would be touched.
That's fantastic. And again, nationalchristianchoir.org is the website. You guys have a smaller group entitled Second Edition. We're going to have you back on, Kathy. We really will.
I'd love that, Ron.
Sure, thank you. It's Second Edition. You guys are heading down to Alabama in a couple of weeks, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, for all the details and how you can be a part of the National Christian Choir, check them out online. It is a beautiful website. It really is. And their Facebook page is hopping too. It's nationalchristianchoir.org. Again, nationalchristianchoir.org. Thank you so much for the time today. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Ron. I enjoyed it.
And again, that is Kathy Bowman. Check it out, nationalchristianchoir.org, nationalchristianchoir.org. Check out Psalm 95. It's a wonderful radio show as well. That's going to do it for me, Ron Stafford. Thanking you very much, as always, for being right there. Until next time, make it a great day and an even better tomorrow.